Cambodia now, where human rights groups have described the federal government's refugee resettlement deal with Phnom Penh as, quote, shameful and illegal. Details of the agreement have not yet been revealed, but the office of the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has confirmed that he will travel to Phnom Penh tomorrow. It's not known how many refugees Cambodia has agreed to accept, but media reports put the number at up to 1,000. Linda Lopresti spoke to Varak U, the president of Cambodia's Centre for Human Rights, and asked him for his reaction to this news.
Well, it's come at no surprise. There's quite plenty of rumours going on in the past few months. And so we're basically expecting this deal. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that what's going on allow these two governments to get away with violating the human rights of the refugees. The Chil government is certainly trying to export its so-called problem refugees by basically exporting the refugees to a country like Cambodia. That's a very huge concern for us. Cambodia is in no position to take refugees. We are a poor country. The health system is subpar at most. I don't know how the refugees will send their children to school. The Cambodian school system is rife with corruption, with very, very poor quality. Access to education fears is quite bad. So I don't know what the Australian government is thinking or what do they expect from the lives of from this deal, knowing full well that the refugees are actually sending to dire situations. I think the Cambodian government is willing to sell any deals for a certain amount of money, and this is a pretty sad state of affair. And this is one example of such where the Cambodian government is willing to sign and close its eyes to the fate of many of the refugees.
Virak, the conditions of the deal haven't been revealed. Do you have any information on what the Cambodian government has agreed to?
No, but there's a lot of questions that remain unanswered. We don't know how many refugees. I think the number is expected to be at around 1,000. But also we don't know where the refugees will be settled, whether they will be settled in a camp or whether they were actually going to live among the population. There will be various issues if they are to be allowed to be reintegrated with the Cambodian population. Language is one of them, but then you have culture, you have many other issues. I don't think money can buy the service because, you know, even with a lot of money, there's no way you can up the standards of the Cambodian facility, nor the government governance, this Cambodian governance, to allow them to actually fulfill its job in protecting the refugees.
Well, the conditions of this deal must be lucrative for Cambodia to agree to it. If Australia has agreed to increase its aid commitment to Cambodia as part of this pact, and it's been speculated that it could be up to $40 million. So do you expect that money would go towards providing housing, for example, for asylum seekers?
Well, housing is the easiest thing. You know, you can actually spend money and buy house and facilities, but how are you going to integrate the refugees in the Cambodian society? How are you going to provide healthcare? How are you going to provide education? There's a lot of other issues that money alone cannot buy, at least not immediately. So I expect the deals to include money. That wouldn't be any surprise, but I don't think the Australian government is care enough. I think they're just going to use the money to basically buy the deal with very much disregard to the fate of the refugees themselves.
How would you describe Cambodia's record on the treatment of refugees?
Well, we have experience in dealing with refugees. None of them has been good so far. In terms of the Uyghurs, for example, we actually send the Uyghurs back to where they fled from, which is actually from China. So we're under pressure, and of course, because of money, because China is our biggest donor, Cambodia is willing to send refugees into harm's way. And until today, we don't know the fate of the refugees we send back, for example, the Uyghurs sending back to China. So the record has always been pretty poor. Australia should have known this. This is actually public knowledge to all of us. I'm pretty sure the Australian embassy here have full information of the Cambodian poor records and on how we handle refugees. Cambodian government grossly violated our own people. I don't think any of us expect the Cambodian government to protect the rights of refugees.
Human Rights Watch in Bangkok has described this deal between Cambodia and Australia as shameful. Is that a word you would use to describe it?
Well, it is shameful, but it's also illegal. The Australian government has an obligation to protect refugees, and sending them Cambodia's way is not how a responsible country affects refugees.
That's Virak U, President of Cambodia's Centre for Human Rights, speaking with Linda Lopresti in Phnom Penh. And just confirming, Immigration Minister Scott Morrison will travel to Phnom Penh tomorrow to sign a refugee resettlement agreement with Cambodia. It's not known yet how many refugees Cambodia has agreed to accept. The Minister's office says all those details will be revealed once the thing is signed.